Hey, it's Bob of the show, Graham, 1-800-588-0105. Hollywood headlines coming up here in a minute. Here's Kentucky Kristen and a little preview.
Coming up in our 8 o'clock headlines. So the 30 Rock parody porno is here. We'll tell you who is featured and who is actually filling the role as Tina Fey. I think you'll be surprised. Also, how the murdered model was actually identified. Very fascinating how they do this stuff. And then lastly, this is a beef you want to hear about in Hollywood. Finally, something worth fighting for. Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise.
I love that.
Brad Pitt started it. I'll tell you what he said. Uh-oh. It's about to get good.
Kristen Wiens is with us. She's a psychologist, and she's really smart and pretty. And if you want to see both, all you have to do is go to Kristen Wiens. That's with an E. K-R-I-S-T-E-N. Wiens. Wiens.
There you go. .com.
and she'll take care of you, and you can find out where you can get more information. All right, let's go down here real quick to Tina in Greensboro. Hey, darling, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
All right, what's your deal?
Husband is, his last day of work is going to be Friday. We're not getting unemployment, which sucks. if we're at least doing that, I wouldn't be about having a nervous breakdown at this point.
Now, he's going to quit, right? Not getting fired. He's quitting. Is that right?
No, he was. I had talked to you a couple weeks ago with a What's Your Dilemma, and he was kind of backed into resigning because it's just a mess where he's at.
Yeah.
And he's actually looking to start his own business for networking and computer consulting and whatever, for businesses, you know, personal, you name it, which I think he'll do really, really good with it. It's just my stress is in between time. Because my money doesn't pay all the bills.
Yeah. What does she do?
Well, I think that, you know, it's a really common thing for when one spouse has lost the job for the other spouse to become resentful and sort of stressed and pressuring the other one. You know, you've got to succeed. You've got to get things going. So the biggest thing you can do is just support your husband, you know, emotionally, and also if you can help him brainstorm ideas or do some logistical things for him. But with this kind of situation, if you just take things chunk by chunk instead of looking at the big picture, sometimes the big picture is really stressful. So if you just break it down into manageable chunks, okay, this is your list of things you can work on for the week. These are some things I can do to help you. And just you guys form a good team and feel like you're on the same page with it. That'll go a long way in helping at least the stress levels, if not the finances.
From a guy's point of view, you know, we're the hunter and gatherer. And sometimes, I mean, maybe really strong guys can do this. But, like, I don't need any help. That's what guys always say. I got this. I don't need any help, right? You get upset if the wife says, can I help you in any way? Then you feel like lesser of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Well, and that's where the emotional support can come in handy, even if he really wants
just
to
sex.
Take on
that's
the
probably the best thing that could help.
That's a good stress reliever.
It is. I mean, plus if you have a cold, it helps, I understand.
Oh, please.
That's true.
So yeah. Now, honey, you can't file those forms, but if you do me, it'll be all good.
That's true. Same kind of thing.
Just look at the small picture. That's the biggest thing. Just break it down into small, manageable chunks and just support him and trust that you guys will get on top of this.
Angela.
Hi.
Hi, what's your deal?
We were thinking of having a baby because we had planned to have a baby at least a year after our first baby. And money's tight, and we don't know whether we should go ahead and do that and cause more stress, or are we both still have our jobs right now, but, you know, they're kind of shaky. And he works in the automotive field, and it's on commission, and people are just not getting their cars fixed right now. So we just wanted to see what Dr. Wynn thought.
Yeah, well, we talked about this actually on the topic where we talked about pregnancy and babies and all that. And, you know, if couples wait until they feel like they're financially stable to have a baby, 99.9% of couples would never have a baby because you never really feel like you have enough money saved up. So I'd say if you both have your jobs, you already have another one, there's going to be a lot of hand-me-downs that you're going to already have, a lot of the baby stuff you're already going to have in your house.
All
so,
the strollers and
right,
the... Yeah.
Right, the crib, all that. So as long as you all have your jobs and you've got a good plan in place, why not now? I mean, you still might not feel on top of things a year from now or 2 years from now. So if this was your timing, then go ahead and just make sure you're being smart and putting away whatever you can for savings just in case something did happen.
Is there ever a time where you go, I'm making exactly enough money?
I really don't know.
No, I think everybody, because if you make, you know, if you start with $20,000, you think, damn, man, if I could just make $30,000, mm-hmm. and you make $30,000, and then you go, man, if I can make $40,000, you make $40,000, you go, man, if I can make $60,000, I'm done. You mm-hmm. make $60,000, and I mean, there's never enough
it's
money.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and
it's
I true. Imagine, like, celebrities, you know, they go, man, I made $10 million. If I could just make $20 million in a movie, and it keeps going on and on.
That's true.
Same kind of thing. All right, one more real quick here. This is Justin. Hi, Jay.
Hey.
What's your question? We're great, man.
It's kind of a question-statement. I was listening to you guys earlier, and you said something about people who don't want to work in certain jobs because they feel like they're above it.
Yes.
I have a girlfriend who has no job, hasn't worked in a year and 4 months, and absolutely refuses to work anywhere. She feels everything's below her, and she thinks she's worth $1 million because she can draw pictures and like tattoos.
You know what you should call her?
What's that?
An ex.
No.
I really agree with you at this point, dude. It's crazy.
How long has she been without a job, Justin?
A year and 4 months.
Oh, my gosh, a year?
You call her an ex. That's what you call her.
I've been floating there for a while here.
Yeah, that's a problem. But again, this is her and not you, so there's only so much you can do about the situation. You can't force her to get a job. So as far as what you can do, you can either continue to support her, say go after your dreams, or continue to gently nudge her to get something, anything, to pay the bills. Or if it's too stressful and that this seems like a part of a bigger problem for the relationship, then you need to focus on that. But you cannot change her. You can't force her to do what you think she should do.
Is it inappropriate to say, this is what I think, you need to get a job, you can continue to follow your dream, but you have to get a job in the meantime? If that's something that you're not into, then I can't hang on with this relationship anymore. And put it on her shoulders, and then she makes a decision.
That seems fair. I mean, plenty of people go after their dream and still have their 9-to-5 job to make the money, and you try to make the dream happen
when you're not
at work.
I want to be a dolphin trainer, but in the meantime, I have to stay
right
here.
Radio's paying the bills.
Right, that's how it happens.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Right, because I love the little snorkel, swimming with them. And yeah, no, I don't. I don't really want to. Flipper was enough for me.
Oh, yeah.
All right, if you want to get in touch with Dr. Wins, this is really easy. All you have to do is just get on the web and go to www.kristenwyns.com, and you can find out more about her. And also, she usually takes what is said this week. She'll put it on the website, right? So you can hear it again. Or let your significant other listen to this.
Right.
I heard this on the show, and it works. We're glad you came. Thanks.
Thanks.
How was your vacation?
It was good. We went to the Wolf Lodge. All those ads they play all the time worked on us. Those subliminal messages.
Great Wolf Lodge down in Charlotte, or just right before Charlotte. It is awesome.
It's amazing.
Regardless of how old your kids are. I mean, you don't even really have to have kids to go. It's so much fun. It's very cool. Great Wolf Lodge. Well, good.
Yeah.
Did you go down the slides?
No. See, our kids are too little, so they're 5 and 3, so they wouldn't do any of the big stuff. So the most exciting thing we did was stand under that huge bucket that pours about 100 gallons of water on you.
Knock them on the ground. Yeah. Pick them up.
Exactly. So that was the biggest excitement for us. And the wave pool was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, that's very cool. You'll love that. All right, girl. Thank you so much.
Yep.
See you next
week. Pleasure.
Quick break. Back in a minute. It's the Showgram. Hollywood Headlines coming up.
The opinions of Dr. Wins are for entertainment purposes only and are not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Reliance on any information provided by Dr. Wins on the Showgram is solely at your own risk.